A reefer is another word for marijuana cigarette. Reefer Madness is an old anti-pot movie turned into a cult classic by legalization advocates trying to change public opinion. After months of watching weed grow, it's finally time to roll up the harvest and smoke on Reefer Growing Madness.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
You're listening to Chapter 5, the Buy and Burn finale of Reefer Growing Madness, a production of KJZZ's Here Arizona podcast unit. I'm your host, Matt Casey. A warning, dear listener, that you're going to hear some swearing and cursing at times, yet government-funded research says there's a positive link between profanity and honesty. About 2 ounces of marijuana harvested from 4 spectrum plants were of buds large and pretty enough to be packaged in Alien Labs premium jars. The brand founder and his top local farmers visit a dispensary, pick up a few, and then hold a special smoke session. And a third-party weed connoisseur samples the strain. To be clear, there will be no exchange of money for the weed in question. State rules bar staff from just taking weed from the farm, so to do things on the up and up, we need to pick up the spectrum from a dispensary. Legal marijuana is still a new industry in Arizona. There is no shortage of competition for shelf space in a limited number of dispensaries, which also sell their own house products. Alien Labs and its sister brand come packaged as rosin, flower, vapes, and pre-rolled reefers. The last three are all sold at Arizona Organics, where Ted Leidy likes that the menu reflects weed culture. Stores like this one draw the types of consumers he wants and works to keep.
So you all have a partnership with this?
Yeah, this is like where we, this is one of our like top stores. So, you know, we have the thing up there. We wrapped an ATM machine in here. It's pretty cool.
The thing up there is a mural near the back entrance. So Lighty's brand flashes in consumers' faces in the lobby and on the showroom floor. He says those in his industry that come from sales often flood dispensaries with experienced teams. Yet those in marijuana, because they came from growing, aren't traditional salespeople.
And, you know, in this sense of a regulated market, you know, we all started off selling weed, but your ability to get out there and get in stores is just as crucial as your ability to actually grow good weed. And most of the time, those two things don't align.
With us at a register to get the marijuana I watched grow are the growers themselves, Alexander Lawrence and Bruno Gagliardi, who says this is where staff pick up samples from the farm. So a couple of the Spectrum jars are waiting here under his name. Bud Tender Jordan brings them out.
All right, Bruno.
Have you tried all these?
Lighty is asking Jordan about several other strains grown by Lawrence and Gagliardi for his brand and its sister. Jordan lays out a few.
You've got some permanent marker, some rainbow sherbet, and then OZ Kush.
The first one you heard is going to win a state competition tonight. In fact, entries developed and grown by the people I'm with are going to take first and second place of both the indica and sativa flower categories for Best in Grass Arizona. Spectrum is one of the winners. Lighty buys a jar of another. Jordan bags up the goods and wonders what's with the camera and microphones.
You guys filming all day, or what do we got going on today?
We're gonna go smoke this shit.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
But before we go to the smoke session, let's visit another to get an analysis of Spectrum. Sommeliers help wine novices learn about types and vintage. So I went looking for the marijuana equivalent. Certifications are available. One's called a Gangier. Another teaches terpene identification. Arizona cannabis industry veteran Fernando Garcia made up his own title.
I make a joke. I say connoisseur, right? But
Garcia sits on his back patio. In front of him on a table is a premium jar of Spectrum. It's from a different batch than the plants I watched grow. So to be clear, his thoughts and what is said during the upcoming final scene of Reefer Growing Madness are about the same strain, but not the same weed.
I'm excited to check it out. Let's see, this looks like this is a cross of RS11 and a Z22. Every time I open the jar, I like to smell it first, right? And then take a good look at it. Okay. So first thing I can tell is that the bud is not completely dry. That's great.
Plump and dense are words Garcia uses as he slowly squeezes each bud in a rolling tray.
And as far as the scent goes, you know, going back to the jar, yeah, I'm getting some of that sweet scent with it, right? Typical of an RS11.
Depending on the terpenes, taking a long whiff of marijuana can send a sensation either up the nose toward the eyes or down toward the tip. Garcia uses a metal grinder to break up the buds and explains that a sensation toward the tip of the nose likely signals relaxing effects.
Right, based on the terpenes that are expressed in that flower. And if you feel it more towards your eyes, it should be more energetic. So this one, I kind of felt it right in the middle, right? Which goes kind of hand in hand with the hybrid that they're saying, right?
He doesn't want the flavor diluted or even masked by old resin built up in a pipe or bong. So a reefer is Garcia's preferred way to enjoy pot.
Okay, so let's see. I'm getting my flower in the joint.
Industrialization of marijuana has created more ways to consume the plant, some of them discreet. But Garcia prefers his weed in the most common form pre-legalization, as flower.
I like to take my time and smoke a joint and relax, and that's part of my ritual, personally. Tasty. It's definitely sweet.
So the flavor of this weed matches its odor, and the white ash it leaves is another sign of quality.
I'm getting very sweet taste on it. It's a very, very sweet taste. I guess a little bit herbal, but...
Marijuana companies can't match the consistency of a fast food cheeseburger that tastes exactly the same in Arizona and Ohio. This seems like an unrealistic goal, given that farming, even indoors with a controlled environment, is unpredictable. There's also subjectivity due to the unique way weed affects unique individuals. To that point, Ted Leidy prefers the Spectrum grown here in Arizona over Alien Labs' California version. But the opposite is true for other strains.
My point is, and what I'm illustrating, is that weed is room to room and batch to batch. Not everyone fucking nails it every time, you know?
Meaning that this next scene was never guaranteed. He's huddling with Alexander Lawrence and Bruno Gagliardi around a coffee table in a living room to roll up and smoke a few of the buds grown during reefer growing madness.
After I get high, my vocabulary goes to like 6 words and 2 of them are fuck.
First, I ask them to each take a long whiff of the Spectrum.
Yeah, minty, limey, cookie dough.
It's just like vaporish, you know? Like Vicks Vapor Rub type effect in your nose, even though it doesn't smell like that. It makes it feel like that. And all the best weed does, like a...
You don't really get like the Skittles in it, and you also don't get anything from RS11, but definitely like the sweetness. When you initially open it, you get a... the gassiness, and then as that fades away, that's where the doughiness comes in.
Gagliardi and Lawrence use scissors to cut up the buds and roll them into ultra-thin papers Leidy pulled from a goodie bag of R&D products he got at a recent marijuana industry conference.
I'm pretty good.
Smoke from burning the marijuana plants I started watching almost 5 months ago begins to fill the room. the people who made this possible share reefers and catch up on topics that have nothing to do with weed. What are your kids into these days? Do you still play that one card or computer game?
How often do you guys get to sit down and share one?
Fuck us, not much.
Never.
No.
I don't think this has ever happened. No.
It is the first time, because the only other time when they could have smoked together, Lawrence was taking a break. As the spectrum becomes ash, the conversation returns to weed and the different ways growers count days. Lighty talks about the gadgets and gizmos for connoisseurs of what once made outlaws of him, Gagliardi, and Lawrence. There's even a new cottage industry of getting paid to be a VIP's personal roller. Designer reefers go for about $100 each in California.
That's a real life fucking aspiration, man. Oh, I just roll blunts for whoever. That'd be sick. I was a kid, man. There's nothing like that, you know? We didn't even think this would be. Dude, I would go to Barnes & Noble and fucking steal High Times and, like, look through them and shit. And, like, this was never legalization. Never. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Here's my project partner, Tim Ogney, with a preview of the photos and video available online for this episode.
The last episode was funny because things didn't go as we planned. Our first destination for where we were going to hold the scene where all these guys were going to get together and smoke wound up not welcoming us. It turned out they had changed their policy, so we had to go somewhere else. And at the last minute, we ended up at somebody's house. I know it had to have been weird for those guys because of the dynamic, like their coworkers, you know. This guy is like the CEO of your company, right? And so it's got to be difficult to just let your guard down and relax. Not only that, but you're being recorded by us for the radio, so there's a bit of a performance still happening there. And I kind of applaud these guys for being able to do that and still enjoy themselves, which I think they did. Yeah, I still have like 1,000 photos, that I still get to kind of look through and sort through. Now they come up in my phone memories when your phone creates a little thing to show you a day in your past or whatever. Sometimes, Bruno and Xander, these guys are people that my phone thinks are just my good friends, guys that I hang out with on the regular. For me, it's a little weird to not smell like weed anymore. I'm just out here smelling like clean.
Thanks for listening to Reefer Growing Madness, which was produced and hosted by me, Matt Casey. Tim Ogney is our digital editor. Lindsay C. Riley is our project editor. To see photos and other media from this episode, be sure to check out our website, rgm.kjzz.org. But if instead, somehow, in a very stoned galaxy, this podcast were like a Nirvana concert, destruction of the stage and instruments would come next. I have this image of Kurt Cobain shoving the neck of a guitar through an amplifier. But since I can't afford to replace a studio, let's just thank those who helped bring this project to life and get out of here. Special thanks to Chad Snow and Lindsay C. Riley for believing the idea for Reefer Growing Madness could become a real thing. Special thanks to Ryan Glazer, the engineer who solved the riddle of recording in a loud pot farm. Use a shotgun mic, in case you're wondering. Special thanks to Tiara Vian, producer of the airing out segment for the Harvest episode, who also did other work behind the scenes. We originally planned to collaborate more on this, but then a fantastic surprise came up. Tiara is going to be a great mom. Special thanks to the entire staff at Alien Labs, who always met with smiles and warmth, nosy reporters poking around with microphones and cameras first thing in the morning. Special thanks to Grasslands PR agency in Denver and senior account executive Emily Michelle. Reefer Growing Madness is dedicated to the memory of Ethan DeYoung, a brilliant, kind, and great man. Bro, I've been dreading the end of this project because it gifted me 6 months to pretend you're still here. We always talked about ways to approach a creative opportunity like this. I hope I made you proud. Yeah.